Getting the playlist going in 3, 2, 1, play. All right, everyone, welcome to day one of Songs of Ascent. Songs of Ascent. Now, I hope that you have watched the two videos we sent you to get yourself ready for what this is about. Right now, begin to walk. Simply walk upright, one foot in front of the other, with the intention of moving your whole being closer to the God who created you. And those videos we sent you, you can watch to help you get more context about these 15 songs, and we're going to call them songs, S-O-N-G-S. The words psalm and songs are interchangeable, but because we're a pretty big, we're a worship community here, song is a big deal to us. We're going to go through 15 songs together over the next 21 days, and you're just simply getting outside into the fresh air, if possible. If not, march around your house. But it's not exercise. We're not thinking of this, so turn off your calorie counters. Repent right now. Throw a party in heaven. Jesus says that there's a celebration in heaven greater over one person that repents than 99 who think they have no need to. So we repent. We turn away from our life of living selfishly, focused on ourselves, putting trust in our resources. And we turn to move towards God because He's enough for us. He's enough for us. So for the next 21 days, I'm going to ask that we aren't coming here seeking something of the Lord. We're seeking the Lord. That's it. Do you see the difference? We aren't seeking something of the Lord. We're just seeking the Lord. And I tell you what, you're going to lose more weight, the weight of expectation, the weight of have to, the weight of should. You are getting excited with every step you take, getting closer to the temple worship. So again, please watch the intro video so you have context for what you're doing here. But we're going to jump into Psalm 120, the very first psalm that the Israelites recorded in the Bible, as a song that the Israelites would sing as they would journey back to the temple 3 times a year. Y'all, we're on one big family road trip right now. That's why I get excited about this 21 days of walking prayer. We're taking a big family road trip all across the world. There are thousands of you right now doing this with us. And it is a big cause for celebration. So God, we welcome you here. We invite you, and we do turn. We turn from the way we've abused or used our bodies, the way we have held on to things like bitterness and unforgiveness. Our hearts are callous, Lord. So with each step we take right now, with every breath we inhale, exhale, Holy Spirit, regenerate, refresh, and restore us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now take a moment to just look around you. Take in your environment. Feel your feet under you. The wind or sun or chill on your face and on your skin. Be present. You're going to see the King. What a privilege, you guys. What a privilege that you can draw near to God. So I'm going to ask you to take a few seconds here. Just open your face to God. Every step, every breath. Remove the veil of your face. Let Him see your face. And when you see His face, you see joy. All right, Psalm 120, verse 1 through 4 today. Taking bites, little bites, chew your food and swallow and digest it. It's titled, Deliver Me, O Lord. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and He answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. This is the word of the Lord. Would you say thanks be to God?
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up. So there's nothing I can do to let you down.
Okay, the people are excited and expectant. They are going to meet and hear from God and worship Him in the temple. Y'all have to remember, we take this for granted. Because we don't have to go somewhere to find God. He's right here. You are now the temple. Your body. Could you imagine Moses knowing this truth? Joshua, back in the day when they're fighting wars, when deceitful tongues and arrows are flying, when blood, massive bloodshed, was part of day-to-day life, that we could be the temple. Deep calls to deep. Your temple. Moving your heart closer to the throne of God. Be expectant. Be excited. God is calling you. He's calling you. Draw close. Now, what's crazy, you would think this, you know, Songs of Ascent, it would just be a complete party all the time. No. They're being really honest. You know what the people of the Israelites are doing? They're bringing all their wounding. They're bringing their hurts and pains. But that's an offering to God. Y'all, our hurts and pains now, when we can praise God in them, it's the highest offering we can make here on earth. Because one day in heaven, you won't need to make that. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and He answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. You see the people? They are doing what they know to do, calling out to God. Listen, worshiping God doesn't mean all of a sudden all the pain goes away. You just know where to take your pain now. Can I get an amen? In my distress, I called to the Lord, and He answered me. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliverance. 213 times in the Bible, deliverance. It means to snatch away, to rescue, to save. I'm going to go quiet, and I want you to go ahead and use your mouth and worship him. I'm saying this, say words to him. Telling him, reminding him, God, you have delivered me from this fowler's snare and this fowler's snare and this fowler's snare. Worship him, because in your distress, he has answered you. Worship him. Listen, here's good news to you. Let me break this down. Some of you go, I don't know what to say when it's time to say something. Thanksgiving and praise. Give him thanks for what he's done. Anything. God, thank you for the great weather today. Thank you that I woke in my right mind today. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you. Come on, we are beyond blessed. We're so blessed, people, that we easily turn our blessings into burdens. Come on. Let's be wise. We're blessed. So give him thanks. Y'all, and by the way, when we do Thanksgiving, it's strengthening your immune system. It's insulating your mind for the day of trouble. And if you are done giving thanks, give him praise. You know what praise looks like? Exactly what this song is saying. You are God. You are Jireh. You are God. You are. Just fill in as many words as you can. That is praise. God, you are faithful. God, you are hearing me. God, you are not ashamed of me. God, you are. Thanksgiving and praise. Because although the psalmist here is facing troubles, listen, they're going to return home to the same problems. They're going to the temple, little family vacation. But they're going to return home to the same challenges. So although facing trouble, the psalmist is confident that God is at work. God is rescuing them. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Expect him to answer, friends. You can expect him to answer. But here's what you're going to need to do. Put your impatience on the altar. Expect God to answer. Put your impatience on the altar and let it burn. For some of you, just walking right now is requiring patience because you want to turn this into a workout. For some of you, you want to go back home because you're already tired. You're being impatient. You're letting your flesh have the final say. Repent. You're getting closer. And I love it. I think it's T.D. Jakes who says, the closer you get to the Holy of Holies, that's the most sacred place in the temple, where one priest, only one priest, was allowed to go once a year to make atonement for the community's sin. One man. Hello. And that Holy of Holies, if that person was not pure, was not cleansed, confessed all their sins, and been cleansed and righteous, they would tie rope around that priest's ankle in case he gets into the Holy of Holies. It's the heart center of God, where the Ark of the Covenant is. And that if he wasn't right with God, he would fall over and die. And they'd have to have a way to get that dead body, that defilement, out of the Holy of Holies. So they would pull on that rope to take the dead body out. Y'all, Jesus pulled on your rope and pulled you in. Jesus reversed it. And he took that rope and pulled you into the Holy of Holies. Jesus tore the veil, made a way. Of course we will be delivered. Of course we will. Of course he will answer. And T.D. Jakes says, for us now, as these living temples, as we get closer and closer to the Holy of Holies, because now we get to approach, as we get closer and closer, you move from the gates of thanksgiving and the courts of praise, which is where we are right now. But as we move closer and closer with our confessions of fears, shame, guilt, unforgiveness, bitterness, malice, anger, greed, as we get closer, it smells like burning flesh. Listen, we've got a couple more minutes walking today. Just 20 minutes each time. Maybe a little over, give or take. Go to God and expect him to answer. And put your impatience on the altar. And you know what the greatest remedy for impatience is? Worship. Remember and remind yourself. To remember, it's to bring the members of your body back into belonging. Come in and be whole. Remember yourself. Remember to yourself as you remind yourself who God is. The one who in your distress will answer you. The one who delivers you from lying lips and a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you? And what more shall be done to you, deceitful tongue? The psalmist is talking to their enemy. A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. Come on. Be excited and be expectant. So God, we thank you that you have delivered us. You have done the biggest, final act of deliverance for us, God. Now everything inside of our life now, whether internally experienced in our bodies, by thoughts and feelings, accusations, or an external experience, and we see suffering and pain, that God, you are delivering us. You are snatching us away, rescuing, and have made a way to pull us in to the Holy of Holies. So God, we thank you. You are worthy of our prayers, of our feet moving, just to fix our eyes on you, because you will never leave us or forsake us. Thank you for your deliverance. Now, God, may this time together burn a new pathway in our brain, that when we are afraid, when we are distressed, when we have accusations and deceitful tongues, arrows flying, that we know that that is our cue to head to the temple for worship, to worship you, to be found with you, because better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere, God. We love you. Thank you for this moment of simple movement, and to remember the simple story of the gospel, that you sent Jesus, for you so loved the world. You so loved the word, world and the word. Have your way with us, God. We bow, throw our hands in the air, and roll the red carpet out. Take us to you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
No!